O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Faithful confessor, Father wise and prudent, this glorious pastor, filled with joy forever, reigns in the heavens as we praise and honor his worthy triumph. This priest and pastor, glorious and noble, taught by example holiness and virtue, as he strove always, pure of heart and blameless, to find God's favor. Now let us ask him, earnestly beseeching, that we be washed clean of our guilt and failings by his petitions. May he lead us onward to heights of heaven. To God be glory, who alone is mighty, praise in the highest, honor through all ages, who rules and governs with his laws and wisdom all of creation. Amen. Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people. O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger. Revive us now, God our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. Peace for his people and his friends, and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land. Mercy and faithfulness have met, justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and justice look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people.
My soul has yearned for you in the night,
And as morning breaks, I watch for your coming. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is an eternal rock. The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks I watch for your coming. Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you, and consider how their lives ended, and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
Day or night, they will not cease to proclaim the name of the Lord.
I have set my watchmen to guard you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
Blessed be the Lord. For love of him, St. Thomas Aquinas spent long hours in prayer, study, and writing. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. For love of him, St. Thomas Aquinas spent long hours in prayer, study, and writing. Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds. Let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, O Lord. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who made St. Thomas Aquinas outstanding in his zeal for holiness and his study of sacred doctrine, grant, we pray, that we may understand what he taught and imitate what he accomplished. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.